the thrift shop at NFCC. As most of you probably know, NFCC supports many underprivileged families in the Roswell area. The thrift shops at NFCC has three full-time employees. They generate $1.3 million a year. That is revenue that many, per ratio, per head, if you think about it, that many corporations would be envious of. And we are going to have another opportunity for those of you that want to make a part of it to, on the 29th, again in your handout, we are going to be assembling backpacks for kids going back to school if you want to join us. Family Promise is another great congressional-wide effort in the economic justice realm. Family Promise is important because after the age of 12, a boy in the state of Georgia could not stay with their family in a shelter. They would have to move to the shelter with males that are in there without remaining with their family. So that's why Family Promise started. And we have embraced Family Promise 2.5 years ago. And that span of time, we have helped more than 10 families. And this family is more than once. And we have impacted the life of 30 children. 50-50, Michelle Liebercastle has done a great job with this initiative, and together we are working on finalizing the 50-50 list for the second half of the year. We have organizations that are benefiting from it, like Lost and Found Youth, which targets LGBTQ youth. Refugee Women Network, who help women refugee kick off their own business. And Blue, Black Lives of Unitarian Universalists. So when there is a 50-50 Sunday, I call on you to be extra generous on those collections. Lastly, but close to my heart, is the work we are doing in the racial justice arena. In January, around 50 UMA members visited the Peace and Justice Memorial and Museum in Montgomery. That was an important first step. Brian Stevenson, the force behind Equal Justice Initiative, says that part of the process is to feel uncomfortable, and uncomfortable we felt, and then to have hope. But I would take that one step further, and I would say, use that discomfort and that hope and follow it by action. And act, some of us did. We got involved with the Fulton County Remembrance Coalition. As you might know, Fulton lynched 37 black men as part of a narrative of racial terror. FCRC started the work to honor and remember these men in our community in Fulton. During the first half of this year, we collected soil in beautiful ceremonies for the 37 lynchings that took place in Georgia, in Roswell, in Fulton. Today, the soil jars are in permanent display at the Auburn Avenue Research Library on African American Culture and History in downtown Atlanta. Now, we have just kicked off the second part of this initiative. We are working to bring to Roswell the Mack Brown historical marker. And I want to tell you about Mack Brown. On the night of November 13th, 1936, Mack Brown, a black man who worked as a janitor in an Atlanta apartment building, disappeared from his apartment. Several weeks later, on December 23rd, 1936, a white woman discovered Mr. Brown's dead body. Floating in the Chattahoochee River. He had been shot. His hands were handcuffed and his feet were bound. At a later coroner's inquest, witness revealed just days before Mr. Brown's disappearance, a white woman who lived in the apartment complex where Mr. Brown worked had reported that he kissed her hand. After she asked him what he owed him for fixing a shade in her apartment. The woman told her husband, who then told the police and the apartment building agent. And that's the reason why Mr. Brown was lynched. So we are working to bring Mr. Brown's historical marker back to Roswell, where he was lynched. We want to honor and remember his life. That will require community involvement and buy-in. We hope to count on those of you who have connections in the city of Roswell to help us make this happen. Edmund Buick said in the 1700s, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evils is for good men to do nothing. I don't think doing nothing is an option any longer. Our discomfort should be moved to action. Get involved. For Mr. Brown and so many others who have had their voice silenced too soon and in such an unjust manner. But right now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, how do I get this woman to stop talking? Well, the Social Justice Committee needs you. Take action. Get involved. If we are not working on a cause that you're passionate about, initiate the discussion. Find like-minded people. The Social Justice Committee has a small budget that might be able to help you. Or embrace one of the causes that you've heard about today. Please see the insert in your order of service for the causes we are working on. Recently, I watched a 60-minute episode on Mr. Ben Franks. I don't know if you've watched that. He was one of the Nuremberg prosecutors. He was 27 years old when he took up that challenge. He is still alive and kicking at 97, and he hasn't stopped. And he says, what keeps me going is that I know I'm right. And he also says, it takes courage not to be discouraged. So be brave. Thank you.
She's the chairman of our Social Justice Committee. So if she's coming at you, just stand there and do what she tells you to do. So the offering will now be gratefully received.